Shit, nigga.
Damn. It's been a while.
Rip Van Winkle-like motherfucking time, man. But hey, we back in this bitch. So guess what?
We got another episode, man. Yeah. You know it's been a while.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck your motherfucking team, nigga.
Fuck your team, nigga.
Hey, welcome back, man. It's Jamie Mac.
And Jay Penn, man.
Man, we back in the building. Hey, we just want to go ahead and say, everybody who's listening right now, we appreciate it. I know it's been a while.
It wasn't my fault, I promise.
See,
man,
the first nigga to say that it wasn't his fault
is usually the nigga who was telling the truth. Mm-mm. Hey, it wasn't my fault.
Okay.
We've been busy.
I'm not here to point fingers. I'm here to talk sports. You know what I'm saying? I'm just glad to be back on the motherfucking mic. Hey. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it in. Yeah. Kind of got it all fucked up. So this is the cool thing right now. I'm just letting y'all know, listeners. We hopefully don't got no static. We had some static earlier. Not like between us. We wasn't funking or nothing.
No.
It was the cell phone. And so I'm going to go ahead and I know some of the things that I wanted to talk about. Normally I got all my notes in my phone. That's my point was. I was going to sit and get my notes in front of me because I had to turn my phone off. But that's okay.
Y'all gonna get us raw tonight. So
I'm a professional.
Might be better, you know what I mean?
I'm a semi-pro.
You're gonna get it right off the top of the dome, and we coming, you know what I mean? Then that way you ain't got none of that ESPN shit with you anyway.
Yeah, no, but see, my notes ain't ESPN like. So check this out, though. Let's just start it off. First thing I wanna talk about is Isaiah Thomas. Everybody's heard the story. If you haven't heard it by now, his sister died a few weeks back. And since then, he's just been balling, right? And my question is, I heard it, posted is... No, actually, I didn't hear it posted. I heard someone actually say it as a statement that Isaiah Thomas is the toughest player in the NBA. Because it was immediately after, too, him getting his tooth knocked out. Because he got his tooth knocked out and he balled out.
He ain't been the only player to get his tooth knocked out.
No,
and he ain't been the only player to have somebody die either. So you know what I mean? Like I said, I know I won't.
Okay, the last person I remember having someone die was Brett Favre when his dad died
on Monday night,
and he balled out.
Ed Reed, I thought too, had someone.
You're
die.
Right. And see, those guys were football players. Yeah. They supposed to be tough.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's right there. It's hard. And I think too, like being on the field, or you know what I mean. Because for me, man, I remember our best friend died when I was 13, and we had a game that day. And being on the field was about the only time where you don't think about it, where you can. But then you get back to that reality, and it really hits you. Now, that's where, like you say, I still commend them because, like you say, just to play through something like that is crazy. But, you know what I mean? That's like the only time he get throughout the day probably where it's not on his mind.
Well, I'm going to say this. I don't know if he's the toughest because you said that's hard. And that's part of it to me. I think that's what toughness is about. You know what I mean? Is how much heart do you have? The more heart you have, the tougher you display. So, I think I don't know if he's the toughest, but for me, being, as small as he is, they give him 5'9", maybe he is, I ain't never seen him in person. On TV, he looks a lot smaller, but that's TV, you know what I mean? At the same time, I know that he was Mr. Irrelevant in basketball. He's the last player drafted by the Kings. And he kind of, before he got to Boston, had nobody really, the thing about it is, he's balled everywhere he's been.
Everywhere. From Sac to Phoenix to Boston.
Right. Yeah. And everywhere he's been, he's just kind of been, you know, you're good, but
we don't know if we can build a franchise because you're too small.
But that's always it. But
because you're too small. And what's crazy is Cousins, I remember, like I said, he got drafted the same year as Cousins.
Yeah.
And he wanted to keep him.
Yeah.
He did not want them to get rid of him. And
why would you? He was like their second best player as a rookie coming off the bench.
And so why would you get rid of him? But that's the Kings.
That's the Kings. Yeah.
But like you say, Phoenix made the same mistake.
Yeah, they did.
They stayed with Bledsoe and those guys who they brought in.
And Dragic, and they got rid of him.
Yeah. And so, and Boston finally said, dog, you can't deny what this guy's doing. We have to play him. And they finally were that team who said that, and they're
reaping the benefits.
They're reaping the benefits.
Yeah, man. Right, so, I don't know if he's the toughest. Yeah. I think that he's definitely...
He's going through the most adversity in this playoffs.
Yes.
I'd say this, you know, because like I say, it's hard to say tough because people play with broken fingers and you know, like say,
I'm going to say he's not the toughest just for the simple fact that I remember when Russell Westbrook had his cheek caved in and he played like the next day. And he wasn't even really tripping at the time when his face had a dent in it. You know what I mean? And that was visible. I could see it. I don't know what it felt like.
Anquan Boldin has to be the toughest person.
Well, no, Anquan,
he had his holes.
Yeah. That's football. And he got murdered. Shit. Honestly, I thought he died.
Yeah, but he had his whole face was full.
Yeah, but he played with a wired jaw.
Yeah.
I mean, Anquan Boldin.
Anquan Boldin is...
He's a different dude, too.
Yeah. So...
Nah, but see, that's a different sport. Football players, again, they're supposed to be tough. But like I said... Basketball, cheekbone, like, you know, you need a dent puller for your face. Dude wasn't even tripping. He was just, like, massaging his face, and he played the next game.
But like you say, what's the name said? You ain't got to shoot with your face. You ain't got to run with your face.
I do need my face to be, in like, not, you know, throbbing. What I mean?
So you got to think, those people who playing with those legs and bad knees and ankles, those hurt. You using those more than you using all this other stuff.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You think how hard it is.
So Paul Pierce?
Paul Pierce. I mean, all these guys are hurt, was hurting. You know what I mean? I'm going to just say all these guys who play hurt.
I know that is Paul Pierce, not Paul Pierce, but
that was his name when he was doing skipping around.
Nah, but who just got, Frenchie. Tony Parker just got hurt, and it made me think of Paul Pierce because it was the I think 2008.
We thought he was gone.
Yeah, 2008 when they carried him off the court, and he was, you know, in the wheelchair crying.
That bring that memory.
Yeah, you know, he in a wheelchair crying, you know, after being carried off. And I'm like, oh, he's out for the series. I mean, much like Tony Parker is, right? When something happens like that, you're supposed to be gone for the series. This fool came back in the second half and hit like three pointers.
He hit about 25 points.
I see. And for me, that's why Paul Pierce would be the most fake acting nigga ever. I've never seen.
I was about to say, was that you telling me like he was faking? Fuck that.
Yeah, man. That was so much bullshit. You got carried up off the court by two dudes. Like, you couldn't put no weight on it. Nigga, you are in a wheelchair crying. Like, it's a wrap. Like, it's a wrap. It's over.
Yeah.
Either that or God came down and touched Paul Pierce's hands in the back room. And he didn't tell them.
Mr. Miyagi, my nigga.
And nobody told
him. Damn, son, didn't you say white?
Something, man. But, yeah, I digress, man. So, yeah, I don't know. Isaiah Thomas, he may not be the best, but right now I'm rooting for the little nigga because he's been through a lot. You know what I'm saying?
He's been through a lot of adversity.
For me, he's the anti-LeVar Ball. I'm not rooting for that nigga.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of LeVar Ball. You know what I mean? I guess it's hard to really root for somebody who would go over the edge. You know what I mean? He's over the top. And I'm not a UCLA fan, so that's one reason.
Is it for me? It's not about UCLA. It's not about anything other than dude is a, he just, you know what I mean? He like a J-Cat to me, man. I ain't down
the
with
that.
Yeah, I'm not down. I'm not down with little clown ass niggas like that. And like we've talked about off the air, it's not that I don't want to see a black man do well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But look, come on, man. You have to at least stay in the realm of reality, right? I mean, when you say outlandish things like your son's better than Steph or you're better than Jordan and no one can stop you, you're undefeated and you know, one-on-one, all of this dumb shit, nigga. I get it, but, you know, publicity doesn't always equal sales. If you're selling a shoe for $500 and then I go to your website and on your website it tells me there's no refunds, nigga, you sound like the Candyman. You know what I'm saying? In the neighborhood, you know, in the neighborhood apartments, you're not giving yourself any credibility as a real company, man. What are you serious? So I don't even know the website, y'all, but if you want to go out there, you can check it out. The Baller Brand website, whatever the case may be. Buy at your own risk, because these niggas is not giving back refunds. So if the shit fall apart, don't fit, they may give you an exchange, but you ain't getting no money back. Because once they get your money, that's theirs. They need all of that, obviously.
You can't fit the shoe no matter what.
They coming for all of that.
But, I mean, you know, like I say,
Is Lonzo even going to be that good?
So that's where it is for me. You know what I mean? Like, say, so you know how players be good. Like, LeBron's good. I'll say LeBron's the best player in the world.
Okay,
but I'm not a LeBron fan.
No, but the you know talent what I
mean?
Is...
Lonzo may be good, but I'm not a fan of his. Just, you know what I mean? And so for me, you know what I mean? When you going out and so if he was saying this stuff, I would say, okay, this ain't, you know what I mean? But his dad's saying it, and he's like, he's not denying it.
Right, but he's not saying it. Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? But when you go out and say that and your son get hit for 40 against a college league,
Fox
and they play a zone, and y'all can play zone?
Right.
You can't really talk to me right now, you know what I mean?
I don't like him. He got a young, new head coach fired. Their old, you know, his other two sons, high school coach.
30
you know,
and his. Three.
How you get fired after going 30 and 3?
Yeah. And then he down-talked UCLA when they lost? Said it was the white guy's fault?
Yeah.
I thought his son was half white.
Hey, he looked half white. LeVar looked half white. Yeah. Come on, man. But anyways, I feel like I wasn't necessarily rooting for them, you know, because of them. But he's actually got me rooting against him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like it's almost like rewarding bad behavior. I don't want to see it happen. I don't want him to be rewarded because he's going to believe that it's because of the way he acted. That was the key thing that he needed to do. He did everything right because the ends meant, you know what I mean, the means. So
one thing Eazy-E said was, all attention, all publicity is good publicity.
Yeah. Eazy-E is dead.
Hey, but when it came to selling records, you couldn't, you know, they sold a lot of them.
No, but it wasn't. So you know why they sold a lot of them? Because they had good product. NWA, they had Ice Cube, one of the greatest rappers, writers ever. Come on. So does he have that in Big Baller Brand?
That's what I don't know.
Okay. Not to mention, so the sneaker, you seen it, right?
Mm-hmm.
$500. They also have, I don't know if you've seen it, they got some slides.
Yeah,
he got some leather slides. Two something. Two something for some slides.
We ain't gonna even be able to afford shoes no more if people start buying them. Because that mean Jordan and them gonna start selling theirs for about $1,000. We ain't gonna even be able to afford shoes no more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He can't win. If he wins, we all die. It's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be cats out in the street robbing each other for money to get, you know, shoes in for their shoes. You know what I'm saying? It's just gonna go bad. If this happens into where people start buying the Balls shoes, okay, they got t-shirts. You know the cheapest t-shirt? $39. For a t-shirt? Do you know I can get me some polo from TJ Maxx for $29? Yeah. Come on, man. Listen, Ralph Lauren or LeVar Ball? Come on, man. You tripping, dog. Like they said, I heard CJ McCullough say it today. He's like, man, that's like three pair of Kyries. That's like two LeBrons. That's like three Jordans. And the reality is, who's going to spend? Bro, you got to be. I mean, if LeBron, come on.
You're going to have to transcend the game like LeBron did.
These dudes are winning championships, gold medals. You know what I'm saying?
Because Steph won two MVPs, but them Under Armours ain't something like that.
But see, Steph got a problem. It's quiet as kept, though. Lonzo's shoe looks better than Steph's shoe. No, it's not. Come on, you. That's Steph, your boy.
I don't like them either. I don't like. I just said Steph was ugly too.
No, I'm not saying that they're world beaters.
They both.
If you had someone came up to you and they got a pair of them Zo2s,
they kind
of
look like the Kobe's actually.
They do. That's what I'm saying. He got a little bite on him. Of course, he got some. He been in California, Los Angeles, you know, watching shoe companies and you know, growing up. Of course, he stole a little bit of the Kobe's. But my point is, if someone came up to you and they're like, "Hey, I got these Steph 3.5s or the Steph 3s, you know what I mean? Whatever ones you want to take. And I got these new Zo2s. I don't even know why they're Zo2s. Was there a Zo1? Did I miss it?
Shit.
I don't know.
I don't even know the name of them.
They're called Zo2s. I don't know why, though. They, you know, maybe I missed the first one.
Yeah.
But so either way, they gave you these options, but you got to wear them. You got to wear these shoes. So which one are you taking? You're not taking those damn ugly ass shoes. Steph, is Steph not around when they're designing this? I know he's busy with his game and stuff.
I don't know, but who's to say he got taste in shoes like that?
You might. He might be on some old man shit.
Because, like I said, some of the pairs of them I like. Some of them I didn't like. Because they put out a whole bunch of, you know what I mean? He didn't have all kind of special edition ones and shit like that. But he had one pair that I actually like. And
that's bad when it's only one pair.
Yeah, I can't say I like the whole bunch of.
Yeah, so
like I just said, I'm not a Lonzo, and so I can say I'm biased.
Yeah, of course you are.
So but I wouldn't wear his shoe.
But I'm just saying the shoe looks better. I'm not a bit. I'm not. I already told you I'm not rooting for him, but I would wear that shoe before I would put on that damn half leather. Whatever that was, Steph got like old man spirit, man. Like old man Rivers in his soul, man. That boy need to go on and come. He young, but that's why he don't go out. You know what I'm saying? He got a family. He chilling. You know what I'm saying? He got an old man spirit, and it shows in his shoes. And his game. He got some game. But anyways, dude, you a baseball guy. So I'm gonna lean on you as being, you know, to help me out and understand this. Where the fuck did Aaron Judge come from? I mean, did you... Okay, before this year, have you ever heard of this
They
dude?
Were talking about last year. He was top one of the top prospects.
But had you seen him? Yeah, I mean, was he killing?
He came up towards the end of the year.
Was he... Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't have that Bryce Harper, like, pub. No. He didn't have that Mike Trout pub.
Dudes had it out of... And then too, you know what I mean? I haven't followed baseball lately like I did from high school. So I don't know if he came straight out of high school.
I think he went to Fresno State.
Okay.
He got drafted, is from what I hear, out of high school. He, you know, he didn't go. He went to college, and then he got drafted. But my thing is this: it's like period. Other than Randy Johnson, I've never seen a baseball player like him. And Randy Johnson was skinny and thin. Where this dude is 6'7", like 280, like, oh. And to me, I would think.
Remember Ryan Howard? He was about 6'5", 6'6".
He don't seem as big. This dude seems, I mean, when this guy's on the field, he looks like he's playing. Like, you know, and when Little League, there was always that one dude. That's him. And the thing that's I always thought it would be a detriment is that if you're that big, your strike zone is going to be so much bigger. Your swing is going to be so much longer. And it's just, that's why you don't see big dudes like that playing baseball. Big 6'7", athletic dudes.
What you think?
That's basketball all day.
Usually they about 6'4", you know what I mean, 6'5".
The big guys are that.
I mean, shortstops, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Alex Rodriguez is about 6'2", 6'3".
What's the guy for the Cubs? Brian.
You got Brian.
He's like 6'4".
Yeah. Usually first basemen are pretty big.
Right.
You know what I mean? Third basemen could be, you know what I mean, outfield.
Again, those guys.
But yeah, like you say, baseball, one thing is about... It can be one thing that you do and it's like that light click and you're like, oh, and now everything you see, like Barry Bonds. He didn't always not swing at a ball.
No,
it was once he got to that point.
No, like, once he got the cream in the clear. Let's get it correct. Once he got the cream in the clear. Hey, come on.
Did you see him? He was never convicted of this.
He admitted to the flaxseed oil, man.
He didn't know what it was.
He thought it was flaxseed oil.
Oh yeah.
But it was steroids. See, that's my whole thing. Everybody want to say what he didn't do. He didn't get caught. He admitted it, but he didn't know. But in reality, it was steroids.
But think of it this way. I'll take that as far as how far he hit him and when he was hit. But the eye that he had, you never saw Barry Bonds swing at the ball. Other people on steroids did.
No. Come on. Let's be real, because we're both from Northern California.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were both living in the Bay Area, mm-hmm. Northern California, when that shit came out.
Mm-hmm.
He had Balco. Balco was on different.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong.
Balco was doing that blood stuff, like where they were like taking that, like they were genetically putting stuff into you to match perfectly. Because him and Sheffield both was doing it, and again, he had like over 200 intentional walks. I mean, he had over 400 walks, but 200 intentional. Yeah. People walked him with the bases loaded.
Yeah.
Okay, this is why I'm telling you. People were like, no, his vision got better. If I don't know if he had LASIK, nigga, I don't know what happened. But you, like you said, he didn't always be like that.
No, and I've never seen that. But so of all the people in baseball and all the people who did steroids, including Gary Sheffield,
mm-hmm.
nobody we've seen had an eye like Barry Bonds.
Not on steroids. You're right.
You know what I mean. Nobody.
Steroids didn't affect anybody else's vision like it did Barry Bonds.
I've never seen. Since nobody else is doing it, because it seemed like
I got a picture
else
of Barry Bonds. I like Barry Bonds. Let's be real. Let me go to preface that.
Because I'm an A's fan. Our whole team was on steroids.
Right.
You know what I mean?
None of them was like that. So this is why Barry Bonds was. There would be pitches that were borderline strikes. I mean, borderline, and he's spitting on them. Like, what is that? Like, I'm not even, what is that? Like, I'm not swinging at that. It was ridiculous. Yeah. And then as soon as you threw anything that was a strike, he was crushing it. That's my point. So just, let me finish these numbers. He had over 200 intentional walks. He had over 400 walks when he had 73 home runs. So he was minus, right, like, 400 something plate appearances, and he still hit 73 home runs. So in the minute times that he had an opportunity to hit, he did not miss shit. And so again, you're right. His vision was like no other. I've never seen a hitter that locked in as Barry was that year. But again, I'm thinking it's the cream in the clear in Balco. And once they shut Balco down, had Balco been able to continue, who knows what they'd have made for other people. Because they was on that extra scientific level before it was. Yeah, they was on.
They was getting their paper. They still out too, right? Because if I didn't go to jail, right? Bonds would never tell on.
No, Bonds. Yeah, he got busted because of paperwork. So he went to a little, but he should be out by now, anyways. But yeah, no, it was Bonds' trainer never told on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he's nicely paid.
Here they are.
I'm sure he is. So.
Just like Michael Vick folks should have been.
Yeah. Everybody should have one of them dudes around. But anyways, so yeah, Aaron Judge, my thing is that he's at a point where to me, it looks like, I don't know, it's only been like 30 games.
Yeah, well, I think he
had. But he's the greatest player I've ever seen.
I think yesterday they said he had.
The best player you've ever greatest seen. Player I ever seen, man.
26 games. He's got like 13 home runs in 26 games.
I remember when Mark McGwire had 31 before the All-Star break. I remember, you know, some crazy numbers. Yeah, I remember some crazy numbers. But the way this dude, maybe it's just how big he is. And again, I've seen big buff, like you said, the whole Oakland. Ricky was. He was what, 6 foot? But I mean, everybody was on that team looked
Mike Gallego. Only person who wasn't was Walt Weiss.
What was my other dude's name?
Dave Henderson.
Dave Parker. Dave Henderson.
Mike Gallego had forms like this.
Since we're just strolling down this, Henderson had the coolest home run trot ever.
Him and Ricky.
Yeah.
They both had the. Y'all can't see it, but Yeah, Ricky had that pimp with it, but Dave had his too. It was the Hendersons, man. Yeah. They definitely.
Them boys were all like Cock Diesel, you know, 26-inch biceps in baseball. What do you need all that for, bro?
Duh.
You just catching the ball.
Canseco, McGuire.
Hey, since we're talking about baseball real quick too, what do you think about the Boston in the Orioles? What's been going on there as far as how these fools is trying to throw at Machado like all the time?
That shit's foul that they can do. They've been doing this shit for games now.
Did you hear what Machado said?
Yeah, I did.
What did you think?
And like you say, if I go out there and smash one of you with this bat, then I'm wrong. But like you say, I can't even dig in because y'all throwing at me.
That is one of those things because what was that? Was it Concepcion? That busted the dude from the Dodgers in the head with the bat.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Since then, I don't think that, you know, I've seen anybody get busted with a bat. And that's a long time ago. You know what I mean? That was when, you know, the world was different. PC wasn't that PC. You know what I mean? You got cracked, you might have been like, well, what happened?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the first thing they go ask you. It's like, well, what started it?
What you do?
I mean? Like, it ain't just like, oh, my God, he hit him in the head with a bat. Sometimes we knew that, you know, bat busting upside the head might have been warranted. But I agree. Because like he said, man, you could throw a ball 100 miles an hour. And it's part of the written rule or unwritten rule of baseball that it's okay for you to do that, especially at my head.
Yeah. And then all you going to come out and do is give them a warning. Like, it should have been a warning 5, 6, 7, 8 games ago. That should have been a warning.
What if you just threw the bat? Like, if you just chucked it and, you know, I mean, he froze and you got him. You think that would be as bad as if you ran and smashed it? I think you could get away with that because that was more of just a...
You imagine throwing the bat?
That's just like instinct, you know what I'm saying? That's like...
Oh.
That is... Well, like, what? Who? Remember Roger Clemens? When he threw it at... who did he throw to... Mike Piazza?
Oh, yeah.
When he threw the broke bat? Yeah. And then I thought it was the ball. I mean, what the hell? You know, you can have one of those blackout moments and just be like, I don't know. I had the ball in my hand and I was throwing it back at him.
Do you think sometimes when you just be like, but what the fuck is you thinking when you say that shit?
Listen, you know Roger Clemens is a world-class liar and he sticks to his stories no matter what. You know, once he comes up with a lie, it's not going anywhere. You know, he's going to stick with it and, you know, to each his own. He's half black. You know, I ain't going to say he half black that way, but I'm just saying, you stick to your stories within the hood. You know, it don't matter. Look, if you ain't got it on tape.
It didn't happen. I wonder what happened to his son. What's the most memorable baseball fight? Funniest baseball fight,
well,
I would say.
Well, to me, it's always going to be Ryan
and Robin Ventura. Yeah, that's me too.
Is it because
when you run up on this 50-year-old man and he just
started. No, but first off, pitchers are always getting served, right? Pitchers backpedal. They do all of that. Not Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan. And if you watch it, it was classic. He just hog-tied him. He just jumped on his neck and just started working his dome piece. And I don't even think he was actually hitting him in his face.
Yeah,
but it didn't matter.
He's just giving him
noogies. Boy, and I was like, this woman. Robin Ventura should have just retired.
Just retired right then.
I mean, he should have just went the Kwame route, like when Biggie, you know, got Kwame. It just ended his career. He should have just let, you know what, a 50-year-old dude throwing 90 miles an hour heat put me in a headlock and worked me over on national. Because it was
national TV. Your kids seen this, boy.
To me, what was it? There was the other one. I don't even remember his name, but I know he was a Dominican player or something. And they caught that fool up against the fence, and he started kicking with his spikes out. I don't remember his name. I don't even know if he's in the league anymore. If you're out there and you're listening, you know who I'm talking about. Hit us up. Leave us an email. They was fighting, and they got caught up in the net, right, up against the fence. And, I mean, it was a big-ass brawl team, and he hopped up. And he just starts
kicking with
like spikes up, like kicking, trying to nail people in the face. And he was young at the time. I think it was the playoffs. And I think he was either a rookie or a second year dude or a September call up, maybe. You know what I'm saying? But to lose your mind. Oh, the other one. When Hideki Nomo tried to roundhouse somebody down the first base line, he went all ninjutsu on that dude and You know, I was like, Yeah, I mean, because he jerked. And, I mean, like, you know he has some training in somewhere in Korea or whatever, because that was his first move. He's like, feet. You know what I mean? I'm about to feet you up, nigga. You about to get it. And he kicked dude. I mean, I don't think he landed into his face, but dude saw it coming in it. I was like, hey, yo, if you just jump up. Those are memorable to me. Those are the ones that I think are. What about you?
Like I said, Robin Ventura, that's the most memorable one for me, man. The Robin Ventura one. And then just, you know, not before our time, you know, but just seeing the dude hit the pitcher with the bat.
Yeah.
That's always going to be something that's just, that's going to stand out in my head.
To me, I always hate that because it's Dodgers Giants, and I hate the Giants, and I feel like we should still be beaning niggas for that shit, like to this day.
Like with Boston going into China,
right. That's I mean
we should hate you for the rest of your career.
We should have like that Boston mentality where every time we play the Giants, that somebody gets beat. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, speaking of the Boston, is Boston the most hated sports city? It's got to be right now.
Probably.
I mean, for me, it always was.
I've never liked, you know, and it's funny, you know what I mean? Because, like, so I've never, you know, I've never been racist, but I've always remember back in the days, the media always seemed like it was the black team against the white team when they showed the Celtics against the Lakers. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I've always been a Warriors fan.
Right.
But I went for the Lakers because they were going, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it always felt that way. And I've always felt like Boston, you know what I mean, from them. And the Patriots I never thought about till, you know, the last 15 years, whatever they did. They was sucked when I grew up.
Right.
And Red Sox, we always whooped their ass in baseball.
They every year we eliminated 2004,
them. We eliminated them.
It's been about a 10 to 12 year run for them, too. So that's all recent. That's why I think they're the most hated now.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, they've been that way. But you're right. It's always been a white versus black, and I think it's always been that way because Larry Bird, and it wasn't just Larry Bird and Magic, it was that the majority, they were the only team in the NBA that were predominantly
white.
I mean
who they have? They had Johnson, Dennis Johnson, and Parrish.
Yeah, and then they said something I heard the other day that the Red Sox were the last team in Major League Baseball to integrate.
Well, Boston, I think, is probably the most racist city.
So that's what I wanted to get at, right? That's what... Okay, I'm going to go ahead and preface this. I've never been to Boston. However, I don't know if I really want to go to Boston simply for the simple fact that I feel like they don't like black people in Boston. You know, whether that's been because of the Celtics and all the propaganda, I know that there are black people that have lived there, you know, that play on a team. Mm-hmm. But I've also heard that if you ain't an athlete, if you're not on one of the sports teams, Boston ain't for you.
For you.
Not if you of the darker persuasion. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You could be Mexican or whatever. I don't know.
I've been to Boston once. And like you say, I haven't been there enough to just know. But like you say, from what you would think, just from what you know from history, you know what I mean, where the country started at.
How about this? This is what I just thought of. Uh-huh. So when you look at it, right, and you're like, oh, everybody who roots for Boston, mm-hmm. celebrities that come from Boston, I don't know any celebrities or people that are black that rep Boston. That are like, that's my hood, that's where I'm from. And that are...
What's the name?
Who that?
New Edition, where were they from?
Maybe that was Boston, was it? I ain't seen that the series.
Yeah.
You watched it? Yeah, so I don't know, man. I think that I don't know if it's true or not. Maybe, you know, anybody out there, if you've ever been to Boston, you had a experience one way or another, you have to let us know.
And if you're from Boston,
right.
You know what I mean? Hey, if we talking bad about your city and you don't think you deserve it, then let us know.
But in the same note, fuck your team.
Yeah.
Fuck your team.
Because I don't like
the Red Sox, the motherfucking Patriots.
I don't like no teams for Boston.
Man. The Bruins.
Man.
The Celtics.
Man.
I don't even like the soccer team if they got one.
Little League, high school, and the fuck all the Boston sports.
I'm picking Joe to see over a new edition there.
I heard that.
So, all right, man, we just had the draft, man, and who you,
one player. If it could have been one player, who ended up in the perfect scenario for you?
You're talking about the NFL draft,
the
right?
NFL draft,
yeah. I'm going to say that I have to believe... Okay, so there's a lot of teams, right, that I think people ended up in really good spots. Mm-hmm. I think that Pat Mahomes is in a good spot because no pressure. He's not going to have to do anything but learn for right now.
Just learn.
I think that Deshaun, you know, is in a good spot because... He's got a great defense already built in, and he's got some playmakers if he's given the job. But to be honest, the dude who I am really I think is what's his name? Tack.
Tack.
Yeah, from UCLA.
From Oakland.
Yeah.
Dude,
who got drafted. I can't.
Went to the Falcons.
And I wish I knew his last name right now, but he got me from the rip. You know what I mean? Because I could hear the Bay in him.
Mm-hmm.
I could hear the UCLA in him. I could hear the fact that he's coming to the Falcons. He's going to be a perfect fit. That kind of a. Mentality, because that's what they talk about here, right? You know, I ain't a Falcon fan, but they talk about this brotherhood. They used to have a Falcon filter after Michael Vick, right? Where they're not messing with nobody but certain people. If you got any kind of a, you know, sketchy track record, we're not messing with you because we're not going through another Michael Vick issue. That's no more. Ever since Dan Quinn's been there, he's like, I just need some dogs.
Yeah.
I need some people that's going to get in there and fight and hit. They thought that Keanu Neal was a reach last year. They're like, man, in the first round, who this dude? Keanu Neal could have been one of the rookie of the years because he knocks people out. Deion Jones, he could have been a rookie of the year, a defensive player of the year. This dude is going to be just like that. You put him in there with then some more hard-hitting dogs, he's only going to thrive. But when he came out and he was... cussing, talking about his grandma and who he do it for, and you know, and 40 minutes later, 40 seconds later, she died, and you know, and he was all hype and he cussed, and he's like, find me later, you know what I mean? Just that passion. You match that with some Dan Quinn, and I think with everything else they got going on that defense, they picked up Dakari Pope, Dontari Pope.
Went to my high school.
That they are. He's in a perfect spot because that defense, as good as it got last year in the second half. Picking up Dontari Pope, and
I was upset we didn't get
that. And they got him for a deal.
Cheap. They got him 1 year,
$8 million.
Yeah, I was pissed.
And so now you got middle pressure. You already got Vic on one side. You put this other dude Tack on the other side. You got your linebackers are already set. You got two or three, young dogs. You got your safety already. Man, Trufant's coming back. So there, you got your number one corner. So I think him. Out of everybody, because that's the dude I fell in love with the draft. I was like, shit. Then he came up with a picture of his grandma. Mm-hmm. It's what it is. You know where he's come from.
Mm-hmm.
And that like hunger. Say,
coming from the, you got to root for him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're from the town.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you got
to
root for him.
It's to me, that hunger that you can see in him. Mm-hmm. Is only going to be a perfect match. So they talked about it here. That maybe it's because I'm in Atlanta, so I've heard a lot about him. But like they had the GM on, and they were talking about. Well, I talked to him the next day. How'd that conversation go? He's like, well, I can just say he was just as excited on the phone, as he was on stage. If that's a nice way to put it, basically. He probably don't stop cussing. He probably like, that's who he is. He probably like, he's like, I'm fucking going to tear these. Look, I can't wait to get in the fucking building. You know what I mean? And you know what? If you can't cuss in football, I'm done. I swear for God. When they stop, man. When they put it to the point where you can't swear in football no more, whether it's in practice, on a, at a draft stage, or in a game, I'm not going to watch no more. Because I grew up with football cussing on the field, in the stands, everywhere. You know what I mean? That was the one sport cussing was always good. So, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, football's tougher. You're supposed to be able to stand some cuss words.
Man, you better be able to cuss in every damn sport.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. If you can't cuss in football, they was talking about he was going to get fined for cussing on stage.
Find me later.
That's what he said. Well, man, he should make it a shirt.
I seen Jamel.
I get one.
Jamel and what's the Michael Smith?
Yeah.
They were. They had them on. And he was like, you get fined, we're going to start a GoFundMe to pay for it.
I mean, because again, when you see that passion, it's contagious and it's real, right? You know it wasn't like he's like, I'm going to go up here and cuss. I'm going to act a fool.
That was just him.
He was he got caught up trying to tell you what he'd do it for. And he said, you know, he dropped the F-bomb. And he apologized right away. And then he got caught again. He's like, listen, man, you know what? Find me later. You know, I did just get drafted.
Hey, he's like, I ain't even got my check yet. I'm gonna get
but I would get, I know it's coming. I'm gonna get some money.
But Deshaun Watson, man, probably that was ideal. You know, you had Trubisky go to Cleveland.
He's lucky. He's thank God he didn't go there.
You got Mahomes going to
KC, but that's a good. That means that's
he's going to sit down.
Yeah.
You go third. And you go to a playoff team, like you said, with the best defense. You have a running back and Lamar Miller. You got Hopkins.
Yeah.
You got that Will Fuller.
Yeah.
You know, you as a quarterback.
And they got a tight end too. I can't remember right now, but I know they
have a tight end too. And so as a rookie quarterback coming in, you can't really, you know what I mean? What's more can you ask for?
If you were to ask me who was I most excited to see out of the, I would probably be him.
Yeah.
I think he was the best quarterback. I think he was, most ready NFL. And not only that, he's a local dude out here. You know what I mean? He's from Gainesville, Georgia, which is not too far.
And the whole Ward Dunn story.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You root for, someone that's kind of, going through, right. Everybody's rooting for the underdog, and now he's even more of an underdog because you got these two other dudes that
go in front of him.
That really,
and then you make this statement that says, "Hey, whoever don't draft me, pass up on me, you gonna pay." And so I want to see, because like I said, my thing with him is the way he performed. When it's go time. I'm gonna make a bold prediction right here.
Okay, let me hear it.
First round of the playoffs, he's gonna win.
So if I hear and understand that, you're saying that he's going to take Texas to the playoffs and win
he's
the first
win
round.
The first round.
Okay. All right, listen, and I'm not rooting against him, so we're going to see. We're going to see. We're going to see. I mean,
the way he
he'll do better. Dak couldn't do that, so we'll see.
And my next question, is he going to have a better rookie season than Dak Prescott?
That's going to be hard. That's going to be real hard because I don't know if he got that running game.
Yeah.
That was, well,
Lamar Miller's no slouch, but their line isn't as good as Houston's.
Okay. That and just the way, he having Ezekiel Elliott run for, over 16, 1700 yards, as a rookie,
that's true. But and so, like you said, now they got a good line. I'd say Lamar Miller would probably get 1,200, 1,400 this year. What about, I think he's going to be forced to make, because of the weapons he has, I think they'll take more shots downfield than Dallas did with Dak Prescott. I think Hopkins will get a lot of one-on-one, a lot of balls where he's going to let him go get
them. I think O'Brien's more risky that way. Mm-hmm. So I agree. Mm-hmm. I think that he's not going to be conservative.
So he may have more interceptions than Dak did, but I think he'll throw for more yards than Dak Prescott.
Well, we'll see. I think I wasn't expecting Dak to do that coming out of Mississippi State.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So I am expecting Deshaun to do that.
Yeah.
Because even before this year, in last year, he was in big games. clutch.
And he still was clutch.
Right. Yeah, even though he may not have won them, but he put it. Yeah, so I'll say this. Four or five any game yard. That it was a big time game, he always
showed up.
And he didn't always win.
Yeah.
But he always performed. It wasn't because of a lack of him not doing his job.
So that's why I think he's going to win the first round. If he shows up, I think the defense will do their thing.
I'm interested to see if it translates to the pros. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to see him succeed. But I think he'll have more touchdowns. He'll have more yards. But he'll have more interceptions than Dak Prescott.
Oh yeah, it's. I can see
then he that. Did this season. I'm gonna compare it to what. Yeah, what
well,
he
I'm doing. Interested to see what Dak does in year two. Yeah. Now that people see him coming, mm-hmm. but I don't think mm-hmm. anyone saw him that coming because Tony Romo was expected to be quarterback. There was some other dude that was the backup. Then he got hurt, which then led to Dak.
Yeah,
and then he just never got out of the seat. Yeah. So,
and like you say, sometimes it's just getting into a perfect situation.
That
was a perfect situation. You know, with that offensive line, any quarterback who got drafted is going to be a perfect situation, I think.
Yep.
If you can run play action, you're really good.
Yeah, right.
If you get play action quarterback. And, that's more of my thing. And what do you think about Joe Mixon, man?
I think, honestly, he might be one of the best best situations as well, just because they made a lot of good pickups. You know what I'm saying? And Joe Mixon, you know, the Cincinnati's always going to take, you know what I mean?
Risky
people, but they picked up Ross on the other side of it. Now you got someone to burn on the other side of Green.
He's always got that. So,
but he don't have to be. He just needs to run fast, and then AJ Green is going to open it up for him. And then you got Mixon, which I think is probably the best running back in the
draft. I thought he was the best
running back in the draft.
Yeah.
But because he socked some girl, you was never going to know that. I mean, you wasn't going to get drafted to where he was. So I thought he might have got picked up first round.
Yeah.
But
I was hoping. And, you know, like, so I was hearing 28 teams didn't have him on their board.
Yeah.
Who cares? Talk about the four teams who did. You know what I mean? Because my thing, all you hear about is, you know, it's like for I'm starting to get a little irritated with it. When you hear about black players coming out, it's if they've going through something, it's oh they've had a they're troublemakers. But you got this kid who's been kicked out of five schools, and his parents can kick him out.
Right.
He graduated college here at 25, but not once did we hear what he did. We didn't hear.
You just knew he was a bad kid.
All he was an overachiever. No. They said he overcame,
right?
Because he was Caucasian. He overcame his obstacle. But these other kids, when they come from there, you know what I mean? They don't get this same, you know? Because like I said, they were looking at stuff from when Joe Mixon, when he was 15 years old,
right? In really? Middle school,
really?
But that's you know what they did to what's his name too? From old boy from Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
Dalvin Cook. They were bringing up middle school stuff.
Yeah.
Come on, man,
yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
What I did in middle school.
Really?
Then you know what? I'm gonna just go ahead and be honest.
Yeah.
I fought a girl in middle school. I did. She was from Oakland and she had a bad Jerry curl and I thought she was gonna win, so I had to fight back. She started swinging and I felt like if I didn't do something, I was gonna lose.
Hey, when I was in about the fifth grade, I had a girl. She was big too, man.
I
was in Oakland, big man.
Rough.
The window was open. We
saw the second story
of school.
Oakland girls is like they're like open dudes. Especially young ones. The young ugly girls are just like young ugly dudes, man. Ain't no difference until you start getting that cock diesel man strength on you. Mm-hmm. Ain't really no difference in Oakland mm-hmm. between the guys and the girls when you're young, man. Mm-hmm. But
and she went. I remember, man. The window was open, and she kept. You know what I mean? Somebody else was clowning her. And then I guess I was the closest person, right? So she just went off and I ain't said shit.
Yeah.
And I thought she was gonna push me out the window.
Yeah.
So I had the three piece.
All I know is that if I was held, you know, responsible for mistakes in middle school or even at 18. Cause so mm-hmm. let's just
that's
be honest.
What I say, even at 18, you're still a kid. Though.
Right. And what he did at 18. Yeah, what some of us do at 18, if you were held responsible for the rest of your life, that's not right. So he The thing about it is, what I don't like is that it happened. He got suspended, and then they bring out a video, or then it was later. You know, what I mean, they're still trying to double prosecute the dude. He already paid his due. So, yeah, sure. No one saw the video until after he had been suspended for a year. But now this is too late. Who cares? Did you really need to see the video to know that?
And my thing is, you knew he knocked him. You knew he hit him. You know, and just like the Ray Rice incident,
right.
You know, like I said, once the video come, but my thing is with Joe Mixon, why, you know, you got all these people saying they won't draft him. It's not no company out there saying that this lady who just spit and hit this dude and called him a nigger, they didn't say she couldn't get hired. They ain't trying to stop her from making no money.
Check this out. The cold piece about it is, they cool.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Mixon and girl he socked is cool.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't made their peace. They didn't both apologize to each other. They're both talking about, we wish that people would let it go and let us move on with our lives. You know what I'm saying? Because it was an unfortunate thing. Mm-hmm. We both have some responsibility in it. And mm-hmm. we wish that we would have done things differently. But at the same time, we can't be held, you know, this is not going to define our lives for the rest of our lives because we had 18.
But did you hear the reporter on NFL Network?
What?
Her exact question to him. And that's what kind of pissed me off and was made me think about this. So she says, how do you feel knowing that that one incident is going to define you for the rest of your life?
I would have told her it's not.
He's still what, 20?
Yeah, you're not gonna pigeonhole me with that. Because watch this, I'm about to be a Hall of Famer. Yeah.
Now, like
that's
you
what
say,
I told her. I said, so when I get my gold jacket, I don't know, man, because you don't want to come off as too arrogant. But at the same time,
you tell her what I did at 18. That doesn't define who I am. One incident won't define who I am.
I know I bet you there's a lot of.
Cincinnati.
You know, there's a lot of professional people that are doing those interviews that were in college when they were 18, mm-hmm. and I guarantee, they wouldn't want their all of that shit that they did mm-hmm. their freshman year of college to be what somebody defines them by. So I don't stunt that, and I don't think he's stunting that too. I think he's in a great spot because Cincinnati understands we deal with
one of the news comics. Teams here. One of the news crews said they're going to boycott the Bengals for bringing them in.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For bringing them in.
They said, you know what they said that too? When Adam Jones came after shooting that, they said the same thing.
Really?
So, but then, you know, after Pac-Man, mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and call him Pac-Man. After Pac-Man changed his name mm-hmm. and kept his nose clean for a long time, you didn't hear it. So time heals all wounds. That's the thing, man. And
performance heals all wounds.
There it is.
He come in.
There it is.
Now, he sucked. Yeah. Then if he sucked, they'll talk about it.
Yeah,
you
right.
come in and start throwing touchdowns.
Ain't nobody going to care.
Hey, winning and winning cures all.
That's right. That's right, man. So, man, hey, that was good, man. I'm glad. It felt good.
It was a nice show, man.
Now, listen, hey. If there was any rust on there, if we stumbled at points, if we did something there you didn't like.
Probably not enough debating for y'all this time. We'll definitely get to some. We this was kind of spur of the moment, man. We wanted to get back out here. When we going to, we got to promise.
Next week, man.
Next week, we'll have more.
You just
we'll
need, to, you just need to hold up your end of the bargain.
I'll be
here. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you just got to, you know what I mean? You got to hand
so that's
hand,
what we doing.
You got to zoom in hand, and you know, do that. And then you saying, we'll be here.
So that's what we going to do. We going to make sure we have another show for y'all next week. And
we're going to do it weekly. And so, listen, hey, BTG, I know you out there, player. Listen, I don't want to hear that no more, man. I'm back, okay?
Hey.
Listen, and we're going to have you on, too. When I figure this whole little system up, because, you know, I'm the actual executive producer of this show. Once I figure it out and I learn how to produce a little bit better, I'm going to have you call in and we can, you know what I'm saying, we can do a, you know what I'm saying, a show with you and you can, you know, talk to us about L.A. life and why the Lakers is so bad. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you can give me an upfront opinion as to what the fuck's going on.
Last question, man. Warriors, Cavs?
Warriors.
All right. I don't even need to speak.
Warriors. I'm going to go Warriors just because I don't want the Cavs. Because if somebody still ever tries to tell me that LeBron's better than Jordan.
You want to bring up Kobe or Jordan?
Yeah, he just, you know, I'm just saying. I know he's passing everybody in the world. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, if I started when I was 17 and everybody else didn't start until they was in their mid-20s, you better pass them up. Look at the games. Jordan did it in 100 and something. You in 200 and something. You still ain't passed him. Game over. I don't want to hear no more. And so, it, to me, I heard that debate. What would he have to do to be better than Jordan? To me, there's nothing. You can't do anything. I don't care. It's not about numbers. It's about what I see.
Physically, it's he's about, better than Jordan.
Sure.
But as far as what it's going to come down to, yeah.
With that thing in your chest. That keeps you alive.
Yeah.
Jordan's is far superior than LeBron's. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, regardless of talent, he was better than LeBron ever would be to me.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to end it on that.
F Your Team.
Check
us out on Instagram, F Your Team Podcast. Check us out on Facebook also.